Title: Federal Circuit Provides Clarity on Use of Applicant-Admitted Prior Art (AAPA) in IPRs. Content: Qualcomm Incorporated versus Apple Incorporated, number 23-1208, Federal CIR 2025, on April 23, 2025. The Federal Circuit reversed the Patent Trial and Appeal Board's finding that claims of Qualcomm's U.S. Patent Number 8063674, the 674 patent, are unpatentable as being obvious over the prior art. Background: In 2018, Apple filed two IPR petitions, each directed to different claims of the 674 patent. The IPR petitions included a table listing the grounds for the IPR challenge and the basis of each ground, with the basis for ground 2 being 103, applicants, SIC, admitted prior art, AAPA, in view of Majdczurkczak. The AAPA included a circuit diagram that was labeled as prior art in the 674 patent. In January 2020, the board issued a consolidated final written decision finding the challenged claims of the 674 patent unpatentable under Ground 2. Qualcomm appealed and argued that Ground 2 violated 35 U.S.C. 311b, because under 311b, only prior art consisting of patents or printed publications may form the basis for a petitioner's request to cancel claims, and that AAPA did not qualify as a patent or printed publication. In February 2022, the Federal Circuit found that the board incorrectly interpreted 311b's prior art consisting of patents or printed publications to encompass AAPA contained in the challenged patent. However, the Federal Circuit clarified that the use of AAPA can be permissible in an IPR. The Federal Circuit vacated the board's final written decision and remanded for the determination of whether AAPA improperly formed the basis of Apple's challenge. In June 2022, the USPTO issued updated guidance on the treatment of statements of the applicant in the challenged patent in IPRs under 311b, that stated under 311b, if an IPR petition relies on admissions in combination with reliance on one or more prior art patents or printed publications, those admissions do not form the basis of the ground. Relying on this updated guidance, the board determined that Apple's use of AAPA in Ground 2 did not violate 311b, because it relied on AAPA in combination with a prior art patent, i.e., Majdczurkczak. The board rejected Qualcomm's argument that Apple conceded that AAPA forms the basis of the Ground 2 challenge by expressly stating the basis of Ground 2 was AAPA, in view of Majdczurkczak, because per the Federal Circuit in Qualcomm's appeal, AAPA can be relied on without violating 311b, so the board determined that Apple's express statements are not determinative as to what the ground is based on. Accordingly, the board decided on remand that the challenged claims of the 674 patent are unpatentable as obvious under Ground 2. Qualcomm again timely appealed the board's determination of unpatentability. Issues: The primary issues on appeal were whether under 314d, a petitioner's compliance with 311b is reviewable by the Federal Circuit due to institution decisions being non-appealable, whether the board misinterpreted 311b, whether the board erred in determining that Ground 2 complied with 311b. Holdings and reasoning: 1. Under 314d, a petitioner's compliance with 311b is reviewable by the Federal Circuit. Apple argued that Qualcomm's argument regarding non-compliance with 311b, due to the basis of Ground 2 relying on AAPA, was not permissible under 314d, because Qualcomm's argument effectively was a challenge of the decision to institute the IPRs. The Federal Circuit held that Qualcomm's appeal is not barred from review under 35 U.S.C. 314d, which states, "The determination by the director whether to institute an IPR under this section shall be final and non-appealable." The Federal Circuit rejected Apple's argument because Qualcomm's challenge does not pertain to the board's determination about a run-of-the-mill statutory provision of a procedural nature regarding the threshold question whether to institute an IPR. Rather, as in SAS Inst. Inc. v. Iancu, 584 U.S. 357, 2018, Qualcomm's appeal presents a question about the manner in which the agency's review proceeds once instituted. 2. The board misinterpreted 311(b). The Federal Circuit held that the board's interpretation of 311(b) contravened the plain meaning of the statute. In Qualcomm's previous appeal, the Federal Circuit found that AAPA is not a prior art patent or print.